Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yeah, welcome into the Thursday edition. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Thursday morning. Joseph, good morning. How are you? What's going on?
Doing all right. I mean, my gosh, it was like 65 degrees walking outside today. So
it's great.
I'm here for that. It seems like a lot of times lately, like the beginning of the show, we talk about the weather.
Well.
Isn't that nice?
When you get warm temperatures in early February, I think it's worth celebrating.
It's notable.
It is notable.
It's weird, though, because it's like, so tomorrow the high is only like 50, and then Saturday the high is like 70.
Yeah.
And then it's back to 50. And then next week it's kind of like more like blah. It's like rainy and 40 every day, 48 every day or
you
whatever.
You want a nice combo of sports and weather?
Yeah.
This is your program.
There's your weather forecast, folks, from my phone for the next week.
Keezer, how we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Hey, doing great. Looking forward to the weekend, fellas.
Well, you got today and tomorrow before we get there.
You got
a nice date on Friday night with yours truly
for the
Predators and Blackhawks here in the studio.
That's so right.
Weekend's a long ways away, boss.
Pizza party, Joe. You should come join us.
Yeah. I think I actually am going to Knoxville this weekend. Like, and it's not because of basketball. It's because my football-playing son loves playing football so much. He's playing rugby now for Ravenwood.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
How about that? So, yeah, I guess we just keep on going with the sports travel.
You talk about that looks really fascinating to me, but I don't quite understand. Rugby is one of those.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool, and I don't totally get it, and I'm going to find out if he does on Saturday.
Go get that turf burn, baby.
Yeah. It's like they're playing a game, and then, like, the UT rugby team is playing after. It's like a combo of some high school and some – yeah, so –
it's a big weekend out there in Knoxville.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, this is your last day with us together, Nick, because we're going to be at Dunkin' tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
But at least you still can hang out with Robbie tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's big time for you. We got a lot to get to on the program. Yeah, big game as well. Actually, kind of is. Next two games for the Predators.
Yeah, well.
It's like, Buffalo, Chicago right next to them in standings right now.
Good teams to lose to.
Yeah. We'll see what happens on that front. Speaking of the Predators, Todd Richards scheduled to join us at 7:30 later in the program. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Titans, all things NFL, the Super Bowl, all those nice things with Charles later in the program as well. I got a Rob rant for the people of this city and this area that we're getting to later in the program as well. So
nice.
Be looking forward to that.
It's about edge rushers.
Right tackles.
Bother me.
So, like, there have been multiple people that have texted me about that since we've started talking about it. They're like, it does kind of sound like you're just sitting there reading something. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know what we were doing there.
Football, sports, golf.
Driver, 8-iron, 7-iron. I could do this all day. That's what you're tuning in this program for.
Yes, analysis.
Some more trades last night in the NBA, Joe, including between our two teams, Jimmy Butler. Going for my Miami Heat after the big wine fest that those two have had for the last month and a half. He ends up with Golden State. Not only does he end up on Golden State, he signs an extension there and gets the big payday that he was looking for the next couple of years. So Golden State getting Jimmy Butler into the mix here. Dalton Knecht getting traded last night from the Lakers to Charlotte as a part of the whole reshuffling that L.A. is doing since bringing Luka Doncic over. So the NBA trade deadline has been very, very fun so far this year, and more added to that puzzle last night.
Yeah, so Mark Williams is the big – and, you know, I was wondering, like, is anybody going to get a rebound? Is anybody going to catch a lob? Anybody block a shot for the Lakers? I don't like the Dalton Knecht move, like moving him out, but I guess he's close to Knoxville again.
He is.
But Mark Williams is – I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense as a move for the Lakers to get him with. He's going to catch a lot of Luka lobs over the years. So there, you got to tip the cap to them, man. Rob Pelinka, who I most remember as being the little walk-on scrub when the Fab Five back in the day, He's taking a lot of crap, but he's boy, has he had a heck of a trading deadline here. And I'm not necessarily excited about Jimmy Butler joining my Warriors, but I'm not against it. Apparently Kevin Durant just didn't want to do it, which I get. Yeah, like Kevin Durant, it's not like that's a guaranteed ring if he comes back, and it's almost like trying to, you know, again, it's kind of like after Fonzie jumps the shark. Happy Days is still on TV, but it's pretty lame in the 80s, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch Golden State more now to see how it works out. Maybe Butler stays healthy and goes off, and it just works beautifully with the chemistry. But to me, it's kind of like a backup move, right? I mean, he wanted to go to the Suns.
Yes.
That couldn't work out because Bradley Beal's got a no trade.
Yeah.
See, folks, no trade clauses. Sometimes
they hold.
You know, are a problem.
Especially when you're Bradley Beal and you've fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah. And it's like, nope, sorry. I'm just going to sit here. You guys can suffer with me.
That's right.
But I don't know. I'm intrigued. I'm more interested to watch him now.
Yeah. Like, I'm interested to see how it goes. Like, Jimmy Butler's 35, so it's not like Golden State's getting younger here. But, you know, I told you before the show, the one thing I'll say about Jimmy Butler, and there's a lot of crazy that comes along with Jimmy Butler, but the one thing I'll say about him, playoff time, that game elevates. He is an elevator once the playoffs come around. So we'll see.
Is he good at getting a team into the playoffs?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. You're going to need to do that first.
Yeah, he did that a lot in the Eastern Conference, which is a little bit easier to get in on that side of things.
Yeah.
So we'll see what that looks like in the NBA side of things. Tennessee with a win last night, Joe, against Missouri, in a game where they shot the ball extremely well. They end up winning 85-81 against Missouri in a top 15 matchup last night. Zakai Ziegler back out there for Tennessee, ended up 21, including 4-for-4 from 3 last night. So, who knows? Maybe a little bit of a semi-break for him. Got the legs back under him. 21 for him last night. Milicic had 21 last night as well. And the story of the game for Tennessee, they shot 50% from the floor. They shot 66.7% from three. Hit two-thirds of their threes last night.
Yeah. They were on their way to getting run out of their own building, really. Missouri is a legit team. Missouri is very good. And they just started shooting the absolute cover off the ball, which we haven't seen a lot from the balls, but that's what it was. They just started hitting every single shot and completely changed the game. So maybe it is his legs. Maybe, you know, Zakai had some time off, got some shots up, a little bit of a reset. He looked great. And Milicic, you know, both those guys missed the win over Florida, which when you watch last night, the Vols would have lost by 40 had they not played, you know, in that game. So, but that's a big time win. And, you know, I saw that Joe Lunardi copied me this week and put the Vols back on the one seed like I did. That's strange.
It really is a shame that he gets his bracketology information from you.
Yeah, I know. I'm on to him. But that's a, you know, they're a one seed. You know, right now the SEC's got Alabama, Auburn, and Tennessee on the one line. And, you know, I'm more optimistic about the Vols, especially, and they're not going to shoot like that, but they had some offensive flow. Just amazing. You just hit a few shots, and, like, it's amazing how everything else gets better. And then vice versa when you on those nights when nothing will go in.
Well, sometimes we see this in basketball. Like, there's a game that you look back on at the end of the year, and it's like, yeah, that's where we figured some things out offensively. Maybe it does end up being that Florida game. You know, it's not like Zakai Ziegler had a whole lot of things to figure out. But when you're as depleted in their lineup as they were in that game, it probably does force you to do things a little bit differently. And I think, you know, one thing Mike Wilson brought up with us the other day that is interesting about this too is, like, when you're in a situation like they were in against Florida and you're just limited with your lineup, you can't pull guys. Like, you just got to let them play. And I wonder, like, how much that game affects the rest of this season for them offensively is going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. Sometimes it's great to have depth. There are teams out there that have a lot of depth. Sometimes that can be, you know, it's hard to make choices in situations. Our co-executive producer, Tom Izzo, has that issue. He has a different winning time lineup every time.
He was talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Pre-game show. Pre-game meeting.
And Barnes, he doesn't have that many choices. So it is kind of clear. I think it's sometimes it's good for a team to know exactly kind of what everybody's doing. But I still think they also need, like, Darlin Stone to bar. They still need him to play more eventually. So, but, yeah, it's been – I mean, I think that Florida game, you're right. I mean, that may be the thing you look back on. They always have a little dip. I mean, it's just about every team does. And then people question everything, including Rick Barnes, you know, ability to – does he know what a basketball is? Take the whistle away from him. It's a good team, man. It's, you know, Dalton Kinnett gets traded. You're always reminded, like, man, they don't have that guy, but they're pretty good.
Hey, has Cal figured it out with the Hawks? Beats Kentucky and then follows it up last night with a win against Texas on the road.
Well, and maybe. I watched that game, wrote a little bit about it, and that's the 14th team. You know, the SEC, I mean, there's a bunch of them that may not get in. Vanderbilt, Georgia, they're all around the Texas around the bubble, but Arkansas now, you have to consider they're a viable 14th SEC NCAA tournament team.
Potentially. Pretty wild.
Yeah, pretty wild. And yeah, like, I mean, they're low. They got plenty of Jonas Adu barely plays for them, you know? Big Z's out there. I mean, they got dudes.
I need somebody in Arkansas to do the deep dive because my suspicion is the reason they're playing better right now is somewhere along the way here, Calipari has finally bitten the bullet. And he's called the Hogs at some point. I have no proof, but I feel like that's been a turnaround that they've needed. I've been waiting on him to call the Hogs. Haven't seen it, but I think behind the scenes somewhere he might have done it.
Maybe, but until he does it publicly, this team will not come close to its ceiling.
So I agree.
Maybe he's going to wait till they come here for the SEC tournament, and then it'll just be Katie bar the door.
You talk about a way to get me fully invested in the SEC tournament? Have John Calipari out there calling Hogs.
Doing it shirtless like Musselman.
Yeah. That's right. 615.
Miss that guy.
737-1025, our phone number. We've talked a lot about quarterback with the Tennessee Titans and which quarterbacks the Titans fans want. I'm throwing the opposite question out there today. What quarterback would you just absolutely hate it if the Titans ended up with this offseason? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We have the best and worst things in sports coming up later this hour as well. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Oh, and the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. So I'm throwing the question out there on the quarterback front. Which quarterbacks this offseason would you just hate to end up with if you're a Tennessee Titans fan? We've talked a lot about who you want, the quarterbacks that are available, and the options for the Tennessee Titans. Which quarterback do you absolutely not want the Titans to end up with this offseason? We'll take your thoughts on that. Some early votes already in, Joe, on our text line. We have some votes.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
There's got to be Aaron Rodgers because that's the first thing that comes to
mind. Aaron Rodgers is the first one I saw from Mo on the text line. Aaron Rodgers, for the love of God.
Yeah, and it's funny because it was not that long ago, right, at all. Like, I guess it was 3 years ago. But, you know, the whole, oh, my gosh, he bought a play, you know, and just – can you imagine Aaron Rodgers? And I was like, oh, God, no. And as you've pointed out, I mean, look at his numbers.
They're not bad.
They're not bad. But he's not, obviously, he's not what he was. And he is more than he's ever been in terms of being an annoyance. So that's got to be
a heck of an
offseason.
Like, he could get out there and there's no telling what, you know, some of the things he might put in his body before he comes back.
That's true.
He could look better than ever next year. Yeah. I don't know.
You see, you know, reading those coverages before a team even comes out with a third eye.
Guys wouldn't believe the defense they're about to line up in. Let me tell you.
I mean, ayahuasca is supposed to help you tell the future. That's supposed to be part of it. So, yeah. I mean, imagine if you actually know where the safety's going, 5 seconds before the snap.
Look, we've
dominated.
We've joked about the Deion Sanders Kuharski potential on a daily basis for a press conference setting, which is obviously not going to happen. I will say, I think, you know, Rodgers and PK has some potential as well. Like, Rodgers, PK would have some potential along the way.
Yes. Although it doesn't, and you know way more than me with Rodgers, you know, at the pressers. It doesn't feel like – it seems like Rodgers is, rather than being like a combative guy in those situations, just goes to like McAfee and cries about stuff.
I would say that's, you know, probably – like I would all – like his press conference setting is pretty good. Like he's pretty useful in those things.
Yeah, I'll give you some insight.
I always leave room for PK for there to be –
oh, sure.
There'd be a little bit of spice in
No, yeah, absolutely. No, he's got that potential with
anybody. You been to the darkness retreat this weekend?
Yeah, PK's got that potential with anybody, even his buddy Brinker, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. Who knows? So I got a good morning. You never really know who you're going to hate. I still want to believe in Will, but will it ever happen? Only time will tell, says Scotty. I'm a little surprised by anyone, basically, being like, run it back with Levis. Not that there's no hope for Levis in his career, but it just seems so obvious to me that that should not happen.
Wes in Clarksville worried about Deshaun Watson would be the worst move. I don't think you have to worry about that one.
Yeah.
He talks about, like, you know, if they traded with the Browns with number one and somehow Watson got involved in the deal. I don't think you're gonna have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're talking realistic. Like I said, Charles Manson. That would be my pick. Absolutely would hate that one. Yeah, of the realistic. Because, I mean, people would be different levels of excitement about it. I mean, some people might say Russ.
I think mine is Justin Fields. Like, I want no part of Justin Fields.
That's so disappointing.
I know. I've seen Justin Fields play a lot of football, and I just think Justin Fields, you're running into, and I know they're different players, and Justin Fields is way more of a running threat than Will Levis. But I just think you're running into some of the same stuff throwing the ball with him, where you're just late on your decisions and you're not accurate with the football. And I don't want that if I'm the Titans.
But then he'll just put that 50-yard laser right in the spot. Yeah. And at least with him, he'll also actually like rip off a 50-yard run, right?
Yes. At times.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
I think he's the one where I'd just be like, oh, no, let's just not do that. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Larry to the program. Larry, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Larry. Good.
Hey, my quarterback, well, I got two of them, Shador Sanders and Cam Ward. I'm a big trade back in the draft to collect more picks. So if either one of those guys are on the Titans roster next year, I'll probably be very disappointed.
Thanks for calling.
And part of my logic is that I believe if the Titans do trade back with either Cleveland, the Giants, and a couple of the other teams, those teams are probably going to suck next year as well. So you have a very high chance to get a top two pick next season as well.
There you go. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call.
I don't think Larry's going to be alone on that.
No. Shador Sanders, Cam Ward.
And any rookie from this class, you know, could be an answer.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think those are all viable answers. You know, there are some that I think would answer this, and they would say, I don't want Kirk Cousins because he's coming off the torn Achilles and he was just absolutely brutal the way that the season ended last year. You can, if you really want to, which I think kind of goes into what we've discussed with the quarterbacks that are available this offseason, you really want to, like, you could find a way for a lot of these guys to be your answer in this discussion of the quarterback that you don't want to end up with if you're a Titans fan.
Yeah, it's actually – there are probably more enthusiastic answers of this than the who would you really be excited about.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's – so I've seen Cousins. There's certainly some Levis.
Well,
you know,
and on the Levis front, like, I'm not saying he's not realistic, but, like, I think it's pretty clear that Will Levis is not going to be the quarterback here next year. Like, the Titans are saying all the right things, and, you know, Levis was at the Super Bowl, and he spoke with Jim Wyatt, and, you know, Borgonzi has talked about they're going to give Levis every opportunity. I just don't know that I buy that there's any realistic chance that he's a viable option for them at quarterback next year.
No, I think the most I could see would just basically being the, you know, in a – air quotes competition, but pretty much internally designated as QB2.
Yeah,
that could happen, but no, unless these guys are like, okay, let's take this year and let's get rid of Callahan, and then we'll move on to the next phase. I don't see how that's possible. Yeah, I know. I saw Levis. I got to do whatever I can do to convince him, and yeah, that's what he's got to do. He's got to keep trying to get better, And he may be here, but I think it's more likely somewhere else.
Well, we're going to get more specifically into him to start the 7 o'clock hour because there was a take that PK had on him yesterday that I don't agree with. Like, I don't think that that's going to be the way things play out here with him. So we'll get into that a little bit more in the 7 o'clock hour. But I just think the writing is kind of on the wall with him. And I think when you've got a new regime coming in, they've talked about it. Like, quarterback, they got to get figured out. And I don't think you're figuring out quarterback by Will Levis being your option coming up here. So, like, I hear Titans fans, like, we're getting a lot of answers right now. Like, Will Levis is a guy. I'm not saying it's totally unrealistic. I don't think it's very realistic that Will Levis is the quarterback choice at the end of all this. I think one of these guys that we've talked about is going to end up being their choice. And it may not work out well, but I think you're going to see at least one, and if I had my guess, probably two different quarterbacks in here next year.
Stille says, which it hurt Caroline to, you know, have to rule against him. I still say let Stille just have the win. But he says 40% chance, I think. 35-40% chance that Sam Darnold is the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans.
That seems pretty high.
And he's at like zero that he's the Vikings quarterback.
Zero, huh?
Hey, man.
So he's got a way higher chance that he's the Titans quarterback than the Vikings quarterback.
Way higher. He from the things that he's been told on Radio Row, apparently he's had some amazing guests.
Yeah. Shout out to Braden Narveson.
Yeah, Braden Narveson bringing it home, baby. I need to hear that interview. So, Braden. What's it like to kick a football, and why aren't you very good at it?
When you went up to Lambeau – and you missed every kick that you attempted. How was that? I'm being a little too hard on Braden Narveson.
Oh, yeah, poor Braden.
My bad.
Well, if you're going to get on the Stille show, then you know you're opening yourself up. No, but
did enjoy my favorite. You would have loved this. The end of the Braden Narveson interview. He was like, "Who's your best friend of the Titans?" And Braden Narveson was like, "Well, it's actually Tavondre Sweat." He's like, "Oh, really? Well, I'm kind of proud of Tavondre Sweat. I thought." Yeah, to begin the season, he might be too fat coming in there, but he worked out pretty good. Braden Narveson's just like, okay, thanks.
Braden, did you ever buy him some diet food? Did you guys get salads together? Or,
I thought Tavondre might be too fat, but it turns out he worked out pretty well for the Titans.
And Narveson's like, what have I done here? What am I doing? But Stille, apparently he's heard things and, you know, like the one that, you know, I mean, like Albert Breer, I guess, you know, like the Vikings love McCarthy. It's like, I get that,
yeah.
But you're telling me that they're just resolved. They're just moving on. So he has been convinced on Radio Row.
I guess we'll see.
Let's
head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Marcus to the program. Marcus, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus.
I just want to say, man, I think we really need the incentive back there. Because the way I look at it, man, we need somebody that can take a lick and keep on ticking. I see a lot of McNarian Sanders sometimes. You know, that dude took a lot of licks in college. And still threw for 400 or 500 yards. And kept you never see him lose his head. You know, Levis, we were talking about his nipple. You know, come on. I'm just looking at it like, I don't care if Ward looks good, but can he take a lick and keep on ticking? That's what happened. Because you know he's going to take a lick with us because we ain't got no good line. So we need to get, you know, we know this. We know this for a fact. So we keep playing the same game. We keep on playing, trying to get with these boys that got a little mental or they like might be taller or whatever. But who can take a lick and keep it going, man?
I like it. Thank you, Marcus.
Sanders is that man.
I appreciate it.
Wait, what is that commercial? That was an 80s commercial. Take a lick and keep on
ticking. I was born in 92. I couldn't tell you.
God, I keep forgetting things.
I like to take a lick and keep on ticking.
Well, Shadur Sanders got sacked a lot.
He did.
And he might get sacked Stille a lot here.
Had an analytics guy on the other day from one of these 1 billion analytics websites that are out there.
Okay.
And was talking about Shadur Sanders. And apparently, according to their analytics, most of the sacks were on him, not the offensive line for Colorado.
Hmm.
Your thoughts on that?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. I've watched. It's Timex. Thank you. Timex, 1980s. It's like the watches. Someone will, they sure. like fall in the pool. And, you know, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I watched Colorado some, and it looked to me like there was a free rusher a lot, you know? So I think sometimes these
– I'm just telling you what the Antlers
guy said. Yeah, I know. And PFF grades and all that stuff. There's some value in it, but I don't know. He did take a licking, and he kept on ticking.
He did. He did. 615-737-1025, our phone number. The quarterback that the Titans could get this offseason – where you would just hate it. We'll have more of your thoughts on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. Get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Gift card only good for the Tanger outlets in Antioch and inside Assembly Food Hall in downtown Nashville. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Throwing the question out there, what quarterback do you want absolutely no part of? If you're a Titans fan this offseason, a lot of different responses on this. You know, I talked about how Justin Fields is probably my answer. Drew on the text line says, I don't love any of the draft options. Sammy Diesel, which I'm cool with that being the name now from Sam Darnold from now on, would be okay. My opinion is we should go for Fields. I don't think we've seen the best of him, and the ceiling could be high if Callahan is the quarterback whisperer that he's presumed to be.
Uh-huh.
On the text line.
Well, let's see. It's not like Justin Fields had – who did he have in Chicago? I keep – you know, I can't keep track of all their firings and hirings.
Good Lord, who was before Eberflus? They fired a lot of people there. I'm trying to think.
He didn't have – I mean, he didn't have any –
Was it Matt Nagy?
Yep, that's who it was.
Good job.
Way to go, Nick.
You know, I mean, he did have Arthur, and who I think is good, a good OC in Pittsburgh. And, you know, he got beat up by Russ. I mean, you know, I agree with you. Like, at this point, I mean, that's, the thing is, it's like Levis, this is only his second year, so there's still more time, obviously, for him to figure it out. I'm not super optimistic that it's all going to come together for Fields. I thought he was going to be great in the league, and I think your diagnosis of him is correct. But it's Callahan is supposed to be a QB guy, right? And, you know, it's not impossible for people to get better. So, I don't hate it. I don't hate it as much as a lot of people do.
Well, I hear you on all that. I think one of my follow-up questions to that would be, and you can't operate this way if you're the Titans, but, like, Callahan is supposed to be the QB guy, and it went totally south with Will Levis. Now, how much of that is just it's Will Levis? Yeah.
Some
and how much of that is
fix it.
Yeah, like how much of that is it's Brian Callahan and maybe he's not the QB guy that we thought he was heading into the draft. I don't know what the answer is. I would tend to guess if I had to assign blame to it that a lot of it's probably just Will Levis not being good enough. But I do think regardless of who the quarterback is, this is crucial for Brian Callahan to ensure that it works. And not only that it works, that it works pretty quickly out of the gate next season for the Titans. Like,
yeah.
there's no more of this. You know, if it's a rookie quarterback, it's probably a different discussion, but there's no more of this. Well, we'll get it figured out by, like, late October if you're the Titans offensively. You got to be going if you get the veteran quarterback.
Yeah, the whole QB whisperer thing. If you're Brian Callahan, it's, you know, you just want a good quarterback and to win, you know. Like, if given the choice between someone who you can prove you're a quarterback whisperer or someone you know is good and comes in and wins football games, you'd probably much rather have that. Ron says, I know it's wishful thinking, but Tannehill's completely healthy. Would he consider being a bridge QB? I've said this before, and there is absolutely less than zero chance that Ryan Tannehill would come back. Ron says, is that his choice or Amy's choice? It's his choice. I mean, Ryan Tannehill – my guess is probably done in the NFL.
Yeah.
But if he's not done in the NFL, it's because he's the bat phone called him into a contender. That's it. The bat phone found him. It was a good situation. You know what? You could actually make a playoff run with this team, and everything's in place, and they lost their QB, kind of like Cleveland with Joe Flacco 2 years ago. That's the only way Ryan Tannehill touches the field. He would never play for this organization again.
I agree
never.
With that. Oh, and I think he's done. I mean,
he's probably done.
It didn't happen last year. Now, nobody that was in, like, what we would call, I think, real contention for a championship. Lost their quarterback for a significant period of time last year either. So he never, you know, I think that's what he was waiting on to see if that happened. And it never happened. Now, is it, now that he's been off for a full season, like, is it likely that he's somebody's going to call him next year if that happens? Like, I would doubt it. Like, when you're talking about a guy that at that point will have not played football in almost 2 years. So,
well,
not like it's never happened that way before, but I would doubt it.
Less likely. He's out of sight, out of mind. If I were a team, depending on, like, if I were the Lions and I lost Goff halfway through, I would think about it, you know? But, yeah, more than likely he's.
Just go get Teddy.
Done.
Teddy's coaching high school football.
They've got Teddy. Sideline.
I know, but I'm assuming he's going back to coach high school football. I don't know. He's got a state championship to defend, for
That's
God's sake.
That's true. They got some spring workouts coming up here.
Yeah.
Santa in Portland. This is a good thing to address. He says, if Callahan's a QB guy, why did he send Levis to someone else to get better? So, you know, everybody does that, Santa. Everybody. Every single QB in this league has their own QB guy. Or they switch guys, or they have multiple guys. I mean, coaches, NFL coaches, there's a union. There are severe limitations on what you can do to coach players in this league. The collective bargaining has chipped away at that more and more and more. So he only gets them during the designated times, the spring stuff, and then the season. So every quarterback has QB guys.
Forget
everyone.
Forget NFL. Like, a lot of college quarterbacks have their own QB guys.
They all do.
Like Nico has his own quarterback guy.
Yes.
Right. It sometimes is in Tennessee, in Knoxville. Like,
yes. You know. There's certainly not a major college QB who doesn't have one, and I would be surprised if there's any level of college quarterback who doesn't have someone like that. It's you have to, or at least everybody thinks you have to.
Wes from Hermitage, I keep hearing a lot about Stafford to the Titans. Is there anything real with that? I wouldn't be opposed to that either. I don't think a lot of Titans fans would be opposed to that. I'm interested to see what the plan is for the Rams this offseason, because they're moving on from Cooper Kupp, obviously, or at least they're going to try to via trade. Is this just a situation where they're trying to kind of reload around Stafford? You know, I think Stafford's playing for like $27 million or whatever it is next year. Like, he's not playing for that. I think everybody understands that. So if they're bringing Stafford back, they're going to have to restructure the contract there. Are they interested in doing that? Are they fully pulling the plug and going rebuild, new quarterback here in LA? I don't know. Either way, as we've discussed, Joe, I think of the options that are out there, Stafford to me might be the least realistic that's out there.
Yeah, he's the pipe dream, and you know, I threw his name out yesterday, and still he tried to turn it into a nuclear war. But again, I'm just saying, like, that to me is at the very high end of the could it happen. Could he be a free agent? Yes. Would he pick the Titans? I would guess that the Titans would be last on any list he would have. Why is he extending his career to come back to a 3-14 team?
Right.
But I'm just saying that. Yeah, so I agree. It's a very, very slim chance. A little bit less than apparently 50-50. Darnold's a Titan.
Sam Diesel. I don't know if I've heard that that nickname thrown out there, but we got it earlier on the text line. I kind of like it.
Honestly, when I saw it, I'm like, wait, Sam Howell? Is Sam Diesel? Now I get it.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the quarterback position, plus the best and worst things in sports coming up next. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
The best and worst of the sports week, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
On ESPN.
1025 The Game and The Game Nashville app.
It's time!
This is the worst.
You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself.
I believe in miracles, yes! Unbelievable.
He's one of one. He is him.
This is a Coke bottle, it's not a crystal ball.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Okay.
It is that time of the week, time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe Rexroad, kick us off with your best and worst things in the world of sports.
Well, my best is the Luka AD trade. Not for Dallas. If this were a show in Dallas, this would not be my best in the best in sports. But what a trade. What a moment. We're going to remember this. It's an earth shaker. So, best to me for the Lakers more than it is for the Mavs, but just for sports in general, man, that's a big one. I did not see that one coming. I think I should change my worst to Wes Rucker tweeting last night that a hydrogen bomb had just been dropped on Dalton Connect's beanbag. But I will go with
he did get traded.
Yes, he did. A hydrogen bomb in the beanbag. But I'm going to go with we love you, Wes. I'm going to go with the officiating stuff that I ranted about yesterday. It's so dumb. And I will, again, I'm always impressed by our audience. Like, I know that, like, if this same conversation were brought up on the Stilly Show, the text line would probably make me want to, claw my eyes out. But, for the most part, our audience, gets it, and it's really dumb, this whole, like, the league-wide conspiracy crap. I will say, even though it's my worst in sports, I do think there's something to having these conversations, talking about them, and talking about better officiating, more accountability for officiating, the real threat to integrity of games, which is gambling and individual officials being compromised, and all that stuff is important. So it's open the conversation.
There we go.
It's just that the worst is the part of the conversation that's incredibly stupid.
How do you think Roger Goodell is going to show up on Sunday in like a Chiefs jersey? You think that happens?
Well, it'll probably be like just like undershirt.
Yeah.
And he'll just hit his bucket. Put the camera on Taylor Swift. Brr, hit that button.
Nick Kieser, your best and worst things in the world of sports.
Yeah, going over to college hoops. Michaela Blakes, a week ago today, dropped 53 points.
Yes.
So that is a new SEC record in a single game. So kudos to her and the Commodores. They've done very well this year. Both men and women have done very well.
By the way, Michaela Blakes, now officially, according to Kuharski, in the top three of high school graduates from his school, along with himself and Rudy from the Cosby Show. So there's that, too.
Really?
That's what he said.
Rudy from the Cosby Show went to his high school?
He said he wasn't sure that Rudy graduated, but she went there.
Okay.
Huh.
I said, all right.
Interesting.
That's pretty
good.
Cool.
Another in the top three.
I thought he was going to say top three athletes.
Well,
I don't know. Now, if anybody remembers Sweet Feet, she was a heck of a youth football player.
Yeah.
With her friend Peter. You ever heard of the Cosby Show?
Well, yes, that, yeah. But
Rudy was Sweet Feet. The episode where she was great, little running back.
Didn't see that.
Sorry, you're a little too young. It's all
And also, it's like, I always feel like, I mean, I still love the Cosby Show, but also it's like, is it okay to watch the Cosby? You know what I mean? It's like the whole thing.
Transgressions aside, it was a good show at the time.
Yeah, the show was good.
Yep. Keezer, your worst thing in sports.
Yeah,
sorry
to
interrupt.
No. Worst, we're definitely, and I mean, it's fast, but we had the clip yesterday of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Just the Super Bowl media days are so awkward on social media. I was not a huge fan. And the audio quality is just complete cheeks. I mean, if there's any point in posting, making sure it's audible is very good idea. So, I would say the media days down there in New Orleans.
There you go. My best thing in sports, and we'll see what ends up happening with it, but the bid for the WNBA team here in Nashville, I think it's got the opportunity to be very successful. I think it's got the opportunity to be really exciting around here, and that league, particularly since Caitlin Clark has come in, has exploded in popularity. So we'll see what ends up happening and if Nashville ends up getting the bid here, but it makes a lot of sense to me. I have no idea what the number was and what the bid was from the Haslams, but I expect to hear at some point over the next, he put it out there in the Tennessee, and hopefully the next 6 months or so they'll be able to get a verdict one way or the other. But I think a cool moment there and an opportunity to bring another professional sport to our city. So that's my best thing in sports. My worst thing, Joe, I'm looking at the date today. It's February the 6th. Which got me thinking, when's the NFL draft? Oh, it's April 24th. So we still have until April the 24th when this thing is in Green Bay, which God bless. It's in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. But there's a long time. We got 2.5 months left of this stuff before the draft comes around, which is just awful to think of. I wish the draft, in this particular case, this year, I wish the draft was like the Monday after the Super Bowl. I was like, let's just get this thing over with and go.
I hear you. Yeah, it's a slog. But You do have free agency, so you know you have.
Even that's a month away.
Well, yeah, it's a month away, but you have that. Look, someone on the text line, as they said, they're best in sports, Mr. G, SEC basketball. Yeah, it's basketball season. Just saying, it's also hockey season.
I'm not allowed to watch my favorite basketball team because they can't play when I watch.
That's true. You need to try to break that.
That's right.
It's not going to be just. The next time they play a crappy team, which unfortunately doesn't really happen much in this league, but next time they play a crappy team, watch that game. They'll probably shoot well, and then you can end it.
All right.
But, yeah, I see multiple SEC men's basketball. Totally agree.
Cam has multiple bests. Says SEC basketball, chasing history in Nashville for two number one picks. It's exciting.
Okay.
And the trade show in the NBA. Says the worst is the Super Bowl matchup is not fun. I agree. Preds are horrible. And also the wait until the NFL draft. I didn't even see this from Cam, but we're of similar mind there.
Yeah, it's a long time. We got free agency, got the NCAA tournament, and that'll take us to like April 7th. And then you're in the home stretch. Matt from Fairview, best Grizzlies continue to play at a high level. The Grizzlies are fun. Worst, Dalton Knecht getting traded to the Hornets.
Grizzlies are, what are they now, like 35? Yep, 35 and 16, number two in the West right now. So they are
quietly.
Number two team in the West. OKC's number one, 49. They're going to win the regular season crown in the West. But yeah. Memphis, nice rebound year that they've had here.
No, it's great to see because, look, a year ago we were talking about what is going to happen here with Ja Morant and everything. You know, so, look, man, that's a team that – In the years to come, they can get into this thing if some things break their way. So that's great to see.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We will have more of your thoughts on the quarterbacks to get to coming up next, including a take yesterday from Kuharski that I'm not sure I agree with as it relates to Will Levis. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.